This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're on the yacht, and he wants him to repeat what he said. He said, say it like you just said it again, because you got cut off by the break, and that was absolutely true.
Everybody interprets history through the lens of themselves. We all have this egotistical idea that the times that we're living in are the most extraordinary that have ever occurred. And some people have had some good claims to that in the past. Maybe if you were living through the fall of Rome, perhaps if you were living during the Industrial Revolution, or you know, as it kicked off, you know, the industriousness of Adam Smith in Scotland, or maybe you were living through unhappy times, the Reformation. But now I think we have a reasonable claim to be living through one of those, if not the greatest. You talked about the fourth turning a little moment ago, one of Steve Bannon's favorite books. The crust is cracking at this exact moment on the elites who run the world. They have for a long time had this sort of carapace around them. You know, like those bugs that are supposed to be able to, cockroaches that are supposed to be able to survive a nuclear winter because they've got these nuclear resistant carapaces, their outer exoskeletons, right? Well, for a long time, it looks as though the global elite had something like that adamantium exoskeleton. They were just never going to be unseated. But the crust is cracking because, as ever, the devil overplays his hand. Satan always overplays his hand. And whatever dark occult forces are fueling the people who rule over us, they are once again overplaying their hand. You see it with January 6th. The people who were at January 6th are not going to have a happy time over the next 10 years, but the rest of the country is now awake. Even if they don't admit it, even if they don't realize it, even if they don't want to say it, they might not be Republicans, they might hate Trump, but they saw that and they noticed. And they know that it could be a different administration in power tomorrow. And in just the same way as just happened in Canada, I mean, my goodness, the trucker thing is even worse in many respects. The crust is cracking, and everyone can see them now for what they are. It's a mask slip moment in which we're beginning to see the sort of hideous, desiccated, gargoyle, demon faces behind these happy, clappy, anodyne newsreaders on ABC. We're starting to see that in celebrities too, aren't we? Whether it's a lack of adrenochrome or they're just really, really stressed. Look at how old celebrities look compared to 2019. Look at how drawn and haggard and gray and practically translucent their skin is. Look at how haggard the people who rule over us are suddenly starting to look. And you realize that they know, as we know, that the crust is cracking.
Man, that was beautifully said. Absolutely beautifully said. And of course, right when you started, I hit my cough button and forgot to hit the live button and cut out the first thing you said. But the first thing you said is, because I'm going to edit it together so we can put it out for posterity. The first line you said was, everybody thinks they're living in the most important time in history.
Right. We all believe that we're living through the most extraordinary period in human history because we all filter everything through the lens of me, right? Some people who have been living in important periods in history, we are now incontrovertibly, without doubt, you know, as divorced from our own egotism, living at one of those moments where humanity succeeds or fails.
And it feels like this is bigger than all the ones before. I mean, because there's more people, there's more weapons, there's more technology. You can see that everything was a foreshadowing of what happened before. Whether Atlantis was real or not, we now have technologies that can destroy the planet. We now are godlike, but we still have the same
primitive brain. And we're giving them to places like Iran. You know, our governments are handing permission to administrations like Iran who want to wipe parts of the earth. Off the edge of, you know, whatever you think about Israel, and my views are sort of shifting and evolving on that subject.
But whatever, we don't want to hand nuclear weapons up.
It's not about that. You know, the point is, we are handing each other permission to for mutual destruction, obliteration,
exactly. Liberation of things that will destroy civilization. And we were supposed to have the UN
Look
world
at coronavirus.
Government
That's
to
another.
Stop all that. I was never for world government before I was born. World governments to stop it. But then the world governors are handing the weapons out.
Exactly.
They're like passing the Kool-Aid with cyanide out there.
Coronavirus is exactly the same thing. Just another thing that with a little tweak, a little gain of function, could wipe out whoever they want to.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Wow. Miley Novels is on fire, but not in the old way.
No longer for.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, obviously, Milo Yiannopoulos was the hottest thing in libertarian conservative politics in 2014, 15, 16, and then the system shut him down and cut him off. But he hadn't built his own infrastructure, so he's still been big and done a lot of things, but kind of smartly receded behind the scenes, and I know some of the inside baseball has still been doing a lot of, you know, important work, but now behind the scenes, he's actually a smart guy. He used to be a big, you know, one of the you know, top guys at major newspaper over in the UK, so that's where he cut his teeth. But here he is with us now, and, you know, for me, I didn't know if it was a gimmick or not a year ago when they said he wasn't, you know, homosexual anymore. Because I'm a heterosexual. They say, don't say homosexual. It's all, you know, it's like, don't say Caucasian. Don't say scientific terms. But the point is, I don't judge anybody. But then now, going to dinner the other night with MTG and you and everything, you were always super articulate, but there is something different about you now. And you're like gone from very articulate to ultra articulate. So you do seem kind of like you've been upgraded or something. And I'm not saying because you no longer like men.
Well,
I'm saying something definitely happened to you. So what went on?
I'm happy to say that I've got an upgrade because I've scrubbed it out of my life. Look, nobody changes overnight from gay to straight, but I like to say I'm retired, mostly to excuse my expanding waistline. But, you know, retirement comes with a lot of calories. The real reason is that I never wanted to be one of those people, and we both have those friends in common, who get cancelled and then do this kind of like endlessly pathetic, desperate, sort of clinging on, you know, for years and years. So, oh, cancellation is the best thing ever happened to me. We all know it's not. We all know that you've moved into a little rented flat. You know, we all know it. And I just didn't want to do that. I just thought I'm going to gracefully excuse myself from the party that told me I wasn't, you know, from the house party where I was told I wasn't welcome, and do something else for a bit. So I've been working a lot behind the scenes with various people.
And by the way, you admitted when they finally dug back into your record, well, Joe Rogan, that you'd been molested, and instead of being a victim, you overcame it. And I didn't think of that as a bad thing, you said. You were the victim of that, but you didn't say you were. I mean, quite frankly, I had like,
I didn't want to play.
I was like 15 and had like 25-year-old housewives in the neighborhood. You know, I didn't see myself as a victim either. The point is that you got targeted. You're the victim. You're not the victimizer.
I just didn't want to spend 4 years whining about cancel culture and playing the victim. And so I thought I'd go and do other things. And I've been drawing a lot closer to God. And I have spent a lot of time, as my new colleagues at Church Militant, which is a tremendous Catholic news operation in Detroit, know, investing in my spiritual life. And I think perhaps, thank you for the lovely compliments.
Oh, let me shut up.
Perhaps
this is important. Let me shut up first. I interrupted you and brought up old past stuff and Joe Rogan and all that, and I apologize. Because I can tell this is for real. This Milo thing is not some fake PR stunt. I didn't really think it was, but so you're very serious. I can pick it up. So start over, and I apologize. Talk about this awakening and what happened.
I have been spending since the sort of big cancellation. And I mean, look, you and I are two of the seven people who helped to put Trump in office, right? And we have both paid the price in various different ways. And I just decided that I would try to do the dignified thing. And if, you know, it was going to be difficult to live in public because I hadn't built something like this yet. I hadn't been going for as long as you, you know, I hadn't built any of this yet. That I would just go and do some other things. I found that during that time, with having a lot more time on my hands while I was styling myself as retired, I felt a call back to the religion of my youth. My first job in journalism ever was at the Catholic Herald in London. Maybe that was my second job. I felt a calling from the faith of my youth, and one day I woke. Hey, look, you'll remember from 2015 me giving talks on college campuses saying the Catholic Church is right about everything. So my opinions haven't changed, but what the difference between me now and 5 years ago, the thing that has changed is I'm trying now to no longer be a hypocrite. I'm trying now to actually live according to the values that I have always professed for others. And I just woke up one day and said, I can't have this in my life anymore.
Well, you do seem, I would say, better looking, happier, even more articulate. I mean, no, seriously.
That's going on the back of the next book. Thanks, Alex.
No, but I mean, I'm serious. The times I was around you, you're a charming, nice person, smart. But there's still like an unsettling feeling like you weren't happy. So you weren't secure. I pick up a manly security now.
I will tell you, there's people who are still in the conservative movement, still doing the, you know, desperate scrambling for attention and money and all the rest of it. Lots of homosexuals, unfortunately, are in the populist, nationalist, conservative movement.
Yeah, I would say there's more homosexuals in the Republicans than Democrats.
Yeah, well, you
at the top.
I think so, too.
But more pedophiles than Democrats.
I think that's right. Yeah. I think that's right. And you know, right-wing politics, no matter what the country, has always had a gay problem. Always. I mean, you know, you look at the Tory party in Britain, you know, there's a lot going on in there. There are still those people who are scrambling, some of whom I think I enabled by kind of, you know, reinventing the whole you can be a gay right-winger genre, which if I regret and I will be atoning for the rest of my life. You know, I know you have some troubles, Alex, but you don't wake up in the middle of the night realizing you're responsible for Lady Marga and Rob, and Rob Smith. I have to bear that cross. There are those homosexuals still scrambling for attention, scrambling for money, and I look at them and I see where I was, and I am a greatly enhanced, I think, human being compared to. I watch them now, you know, the sort of the Ali Alexanders and, you know, whatever, people who sort of try to keep their homosexuality under wraps, but not very successfully. And I think to myself, if I could only get, you know, half an hour in the room with these guys and try to explain to them, try to show them the sort of peace and calm, and by the way, enormously heightened effectiveness that you get from drawing closer to your spiritual life. I just wish I could get them all in the room because they're some of them are.
Well, I'll be clear. I know Ollie. I didn't know any of that.
Yes, unfortunately.
I mean, for me, I just think Sammy Davis Jr.
I call him Clammy Davis Jr. because he's quite fond of 19-year-olds. But no, he's
come on, don't listen. I don't know anything about that. I don't want to get in a fight about it.
All right, okay.
Ollie's a nice guy, but seriously, let's expand on that. All I know is what you just nailed of the whole gay genre wavelength, because I'm very empathic, I pick up on all people's emotions, is an insecurity in trying to be part of a group. Kind of like gang members, whether they be white, black, or Hispanic, go under a guy because they didn't have a dad.
Yes.
He might not be having sex with them, but he's having them commit crimes. They're looking for a father figure. And these seem like men that aren't able to find a father figure. They're out constantly looking for it. I know that's a cliche,
You're so right about that. Do you remember the nickname I came up with for Trump? Daddy, do you recall that? What else was I doing except looking for a father figure? And it's, you know, you can't see it when you're there in it, but you see it in retrospect. I'm like, yikes. I see it now.
But men are supposed to become the father. And so that's what I'm telling people.
Exactly.
Is they want to arrest development.
Exactly.
I'm not hating anybody for what they do. I'm just saying, leave kids alone. But men, you need to step into your office as men. I mean, and I feel like you're starting to do that.
My way back into the Catholic Church, which is the brand of Christianity I've arrived at as the one true faith, was through St. Joseph, through a father figure, because it's something that I didn't have, And, you know, who knows if I'm ever going to have a burning desire for a woman in my, you know, in my nether regions. We live in hope. I'm doing the conversion therapy, they say.
Well, I sure haven't. You're almost fucking it up, man.
I'm doing the conversion therapy they say doesn't work. It does. You know, they told the same lies about that in the 80s and 90s. They told about Trump and him and me, half a decade ago. Of course it works. Of course it works. It's not your natural state.
Man, hot women, it's like a helicopter you want to ride on. I mean, well, I'm a Christian. I'm not trying to put women down either, but I appreciate what the Lord made. I'm just like, you know, I need to behave myself.
Who knows if I'll ever get there, but I will tell you this. When I would now describe myself, I guess, as a celibate. When you cut that chasing, as you correctly intuited, because you're very very good with human insight, which is one of your great gifts. When you cut out that chasing, that desperate scrambling, you know, that sort of, like you're clattering, trying to get out of a hole, and you don't know what direction you're going in, and you just want an arm to grab onto, and you'll grab onto almost anything. When you cut that out of your life and just say, well, I'm just not going to do that, the first 6 months are hell. After that, it's extraordinarily liberating.
Well, I think that for a heterosexual that's addicted to sex, and when I was younger, I certainly was, it was very liberating to stop doing that as well.
Right.
Because it becomes a scrambling. Like, you're at the bar, you're picking up this woman, you're doing this, and it's not fulfilling.
It functions exactly as an addiction. You know, whether it's homosexuality or whether it's just, you know, being a young, handsome guy with a little bit too much on offer, it functions exactly as an addiction. And the way I think...
No, and I agree, and I think both are just as destructive.
When I think of my past now, I view it and I feel about it very much as though I'm working to shake myself free of an addiction.
Powerful. Milo Yiannopoulos in studio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Segment. I'm going to have to address this CNN special they've got Sunday night. The reason I got to address it is it's lies. And if they kill me or put me in prison, I'm not being dramatic. I don't want the stuff they're putting in there to taint the message we put out over the years. It's not about me being attacked. It's about they want to attack the messenger. And it's some evil-ass stuff. And you think CNN's bad? They've gone next level. They don't give up. They just get worse. My love, you wanted to, I brought up Truth Social to you. And then you said, oh, my gosh, let me talk about that. And, boy, you know, Trump is really against censorship, he says. But then I'm told you're not even allowed on there.
Well, it remains to be seen. So they've banned their first person for calling Devin Nunes, or whatever his name is, Devin Nunes, a cow. They are already putting warnings up. So Stu Peters, you know this guy, is a Christian radio host.
Yeah, and I like Stu.
Yeah, seems like a good guy. So Stu Peters posted something about.
Well, that's funny. Nunes is a milk farmer.
Right. So someone put.
I mean, who cares?
Someone's username was David Nunes Cow. What's his name? It's David, isn't it?
Nunes Cow, yeah.
There we go. David Nunes Cow, and they got banned for being disrespectful to him, apparently. I guess that's what it was.
So, perfect. We launch a right-wing social network, and we're as bad as the left.
And you can't make jokes about right-wingers. Oops.
But I love you. They fell right in the trap. Like,
yeah, well, it's a left-wing guy who did it because he was testing the limits of the network, but they failed at the first hurdle. And then Stu Peters is talking about what should happen to the people who put all these COVID restrictions on us. He's saying they should be prosecuted and punished. And now he's got this sensitive content warning. It's like, where are we? All these websites look like clones of Twitter. It looks like they're cloning the terms of service too. What is a sensitive content? Sorry, somebody who's signing up for Donald Trump's social network is so fragile they can't hear that you think that COVID
panic is. Oh, you can't call Nunes a cow?
No, you can't call
I love
Nunes
Devin
a cow.
Nunes. Devin Nunes. I mean,
it's not the point, right?
Flash of famous people. You want to be attacked, it's fun.
Yeah,
everybody loves it when you go along. It's fun.
This is the
attack me, make fun of me, let's go.
This is the great unsung lie of public life. When you come for a celebrity, very famously, if you'll recall, I called Leslie Jones a man, and you know all the rest of it. When you come for a celebrity, they don't go, oh no, I'm really hurt, I'm wounded, I'm upset, how am I going to get out of bed tomorrow? Someone online thinks I'm ugly.
That's what leftists do.
No, but that's what they perform. But really what happens is, great, we got some attention. How are we going to parlay this? How are we going to twist or
exactly. In fact, you're hitting the key here. So many of the old Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, all of them, they only care about corporate media. They should want to be demonized. They should want to be outlawed.
It gives you power. Look at you. Look at MTG. Look at me. Look at Trump. It gives you power to. And it's anyway. So one of the great lies of public life is that trolling, harassment, all the rest of it, are in any way hurtful to their subject, to their objects. They're not. You're doing the guy a favor. It is a mutually symbiotic, beneficial relationship.
What did P.T. Barnum say? Just spell my name right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, they can't even do that with me. Obviously, I can barely spell it all the time. But you're on the phone to the electricity company. Can you spell Yiannopoulos? I'm going to get a credit card out sometime. But look, they love it. They love it. And then they have the gall, the chutzpah, to go and pretend.
I'll tell you a story.
Pretend that they have
it. I'm in
the
January 6th committee. I know how to spell my middle name. And they go, is it the normal spelling or the not normal? And I was like, during the headlines, I don't know my middle name. Because it was like this weird thing.
It's so funny. But
I knew my middle name. I knew how to spell it.
No, I understand. No, look, when you get it.
Because the absurdity of these Democrat lawyers like wolves on the screen, like, what's your middle name? Why do you spell it? I was like, what?
But this is how they got stoned, you know? Like, these minor little inconsistencies in 300 questions over the course of 2 hours. Like, got him. It's like, what are you talking about? I was so confused. Anyway. So True Social, first of all, you can't call Devin Nunes a cow, apparently, and stupid, and our pal,
he doesn't get by them doing that. He'll be now known as the cow.
The cow. And our pal Stu Peters can't post without a sensitive content warning what he thinks should happen to COVID conspirators. And finally, personally, not that I like to make everything about me, but personally, I introduced the True Social team to all the America First guys. Nick Fuentes, you've had on the show. A bunch of other people. I gave them all the email addresses. I was like, let's test the limits, right, of what True Social will tolerate. And I got all these like wacky, weird, and wonderful, dangerous people, plus a load of just really great young America First conservatives. I did this. So now 40 or 50 of their highest value users I introduced them to. But I don't have an account, and they've stopped responding to me. And now they won't reply and say whether I can even be on the network myself. And that, I'm sorry to say, is such classic Trump. That is classic Trump.
And the headline is going to be, Milo begs to be on Truth Social.
No, I don't want it now. But
no, what I'm saying is it literally, I wish Trump could put forward with $2 billion. You ought to have a real Death Star for that. It shoots lasers and blows the moon up. Instead, it's this thing disintegrating with a bunch of leftists inside of it repeating censorship. That's what they call a monkey F-U-C, you know what, a football.
Right. I didn't even bother with Getter because it was obvious to me that the people on there were just awful and terminally dull, just incredibly boring.
Hey, they got live streaming there.
They weren't the kind of people I wanted to hang out with or not the kind of people that I wanted to hear from. I just thought, ugh, no, I'll pass, thank you.
We need to pimp you out together. I don't think they're going to be nice to you.
Well, maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll call up the head of it.
Everybody says they're going to be nice to me, and then everybody remembers what it was like in February 2017 when the whole world came on my end. They're like, you know, I don't want any part of that.
Well, they should want that controversy.
Well, they should, but people are stupid, Alex. People are very stupid. And they actually believe, for instance, that trolling is bad for the object of the trolling, rather than everybody, as you correctly say, everybody wants to or ought to want to be made fun of because it's power.
Well, I made a mistake.
Unearned attention in media. You can parlay it into viewership, eyeballs, sales.
Hey, guys, I don't want to say this wrong and my memory's failing. Look up who owns Super Deluxe. I want to say it was Paramount. But Super Deluxe was putting out monthly videos getting 5, 10, 20 million views attacking me. And it was totally making all the kids love us. Because they didn't, these old men were running it, but they, and then
it's the best thing.
But as soon as I said,
you.
Yeah, Turner Broadcasting, as soon as I said, I love Super Deluxe, they canceled the entire contract and deleted all the videos. Because they thought it was hurting me. I was like, more Super Deluxe, please.
So there's this sunglasses brand called Pit Vipers that a lot of the younger guys wear now. And I got a couple of pairs of these. And it turns out that the Pit Viper CEO's wife is a vaxxed and boosted Hillary crazy type, and she's bullied her husband into disavowing their own customers because their number one customers are like young raucous Trump supporting conservatives. So I was texting everybody saying, you've got to say on your show you're sponsored by Pit Viper.
This hour brought to you by Pit Viper.
This hour of casual racism misogyny brought to you by Pit Viper.
I want to know what the hell's up with these husbands listening to their wives about doing business. Like, I love my wife. wife and I love all the women, but they ain't telling me what to do.
She's not head of editorial at InfoWars, you know?
Yeah, it ain't happening.
It's just, unfortunately, I think that's more the norm these days, isn't it? Is sort of, oh, yes, okay, darling, oh, yes, right. So she's a Hillary supporter getting upset about the fact that racist, sexist...
That she's driving a $100,000 Mercedes, all these people's money.
She's in her range, Land Rover Discovery dropping the kids off, you know, those turbocharged SUV things.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly, because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to, because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great. next Big Joe Rogan piece of news, next segment, where CNN has a special out to attack me. But it's Sunday night. Maybe I cover the CNN lies tomorrow. The CNN is not really worth it to talk about attacking me, except these lies are next level. I mean, total manufactured BS. So I'm probably going to have to just get it on record for posterity, what they're saying.
They photoshopped you as some sort of vegetarian commune, haven't they?
No, what is the left claim they fight, but they are themselves?
Child rapists.
Yeah, exactly. And what's a child rapist? They're a bully.
Right.
Like,
oh, are they trying to claim that you've been throwing your weight around?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I'm not the toughest guy around, and I'm not perfect, but I think I've cut my teeth on, do I go after little people or big people? Generally, it's big people.
You typically punch up, which you don't have to. My experience of it, I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm not one of those people that, you know, orbits you because they want something. You know, we hang out once every year or something, and I have to tell you, you have always been sweet and kind and generous to me. You strike me as, you know, you're like the classic archetype of the gentle giant, you know. You're
an old fat guy.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying you're on air and you do your thing on air, and I think it's easy for people to imagine that the way that you rail against the globalists on air is the way that you conduct yourself when the cameras stop rolling.
Exactly.
You are the sweetest, kindest, nicest guy that I know in media, honestly. I mean, I don't have a bad word to say about you.
Well, you're nice to say that. You're one of the nice people I know in media, too, because a lot of the men in TV and radio, but also women as well, are prima donnas.
Yes.
And they're jerks. And I'm not perfect either, but here's what's happening.
We're very low-maintenance divas, aren't we?
Yes. I figured this out, though, a few years ago. Then I got calls about it. So I know what this CNN thing's about. It's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about this. You know how media works. You used to work in the British tabloids. What they're doing is John Ronson, the big leftist operative who makes Men in Hysteric Goats and all these stories, you know, to destroy icons. He creates false stories.
Yeah.
He went and had NPR do a fake story about me, that I'm this bully that beat up all these nerds and kids in wheelchairs when I was a kid, literally.
Right.
And then he has that, and now they're going to have a CNN show about it, so he can option the movie, which Leonardo DiCaprio's production company is looking at. Now, I know this from Hollywood. No, so I'm telling you. Yeah, I knew about this a year ago, 6 months ago. So John Ronson's going around with this movie where I'm literally in Dallas, like, beating kids up in wheelchairs. But it gets worse. It gets worse. I swear to God. Strike me down, God, if it's any of it's true. It's not. All lies. And it gets worse. So I beat up like a 4 foot tall nerd. It was actually like a 6 foot five guy that attacked me. Of course, I wasn't arrested. He attacked me. It is true that the guy got put in a coma for a while. And so they went back and interviewed everybody. And then they say that they invited me onto a farm where I'm tied up, and then the nerds beat me up and knocked my teeth out. So then John Ronson's on NPR saying all this to me.
Stephen King novel. This is a Stephen King novel. They've lifted this from a Stephen King novel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This kind of like Revenge of the Nerds thing.
Yeah, it's Revenge of the Nerds. And Alex Jones is literally you're 50 little nerds.
You're Pennywise. You're Pennywise, and it's Revenge of the Nerd Kids.
Exactly. The kids defeat Pennywise.
This is the plot of it. This is the plot of it.
So they're remaking it with Alex Jones as Leonardo DiCaprio.
You want a balloon?
And it gets worse. I'm on NPR with him when he's taping the interviews. He wouldn't do live. For whatever that big Sunday show is that he did 3 years ago. And he goes, 3 years ago, he goes, Alex, they tied you up and knocked your teeth out, didn't they? And I go, no. And I said, actually, my dad just retired as a dentist. He's my dentist my life. I need to get my teeth clean. I actually had like a root canal to get. But my teeth were all in at that point. I did lose like one from root canal.
You got all your originals in.
I got originals here. Okay, the point is I have medical records. So I go, hey, don't believe my dad. I need to get my teeth cleaned. I will go anywhere you want as long as you pay for it. You can put x-rays out.
Yep.
They go, we don't want the x-rays.
No, we don't want the x-rays. We don't want to be provoked. I'm not joking. This is the plot of it. They have made this up, probably subconsciously, right, from it.
Well, listen, it gets worse. They had a New York Times article a few years ago, a former, quote, employee who I guess was a desperate writer, and they made a deal with him in painting. They said that I walked into someone at the office and grabbed a fish out of their bowl and ate it. I mean, that's from Wolf of Wall Street.
Not the worst,
and that the fish
not
was going to be given to their niece, which is Finding Nemo.
Oh.
So, yeah, it looks like plagiarism on steroids. So it's funny. You're right. It's the it thing.
They're not consciously aware of this, but they are sketching out these fantasies based on movies they've seen recently. It just had a big two-part lavish redo in the movies. This is the plot of
it. You're smart, Milo. I didn't understand. Wow. So look at it. I'm going to cover it now. Let's do the next segment. Look at this. Look at this. Megaphone for conspiracy. Now. How do I know what's in it? They sent me this.
It's a Stephen.
Look at this. It says, I'm a criminal that attacked on January 6th. Then it says, I beat all these people up and nerds tied me up and knocked my teeth out.
Have you seen
they're asking me to respond to this.
Next time he calls you, you got to pick up.
Hello, Georgie.
Come on over here, Georgie.
You want a balloon? I like the 1980s when he's like,
oh, how you doing, Georgie?
He like bites his arm off.
Hello, Georgie.
Yes, it's true. I hide in gutters and bite children's arms off. But meanwhile, the truth is way cooler.
This is your media, America. Your prestige.
Here's Alex Jones, folks.
Your prestige
this
media.
Is real footage, CNN. Watch it. We laugh about it. There I am.
Americans, Alex Jones.
That's me in high school.
Alex Jones.
You want a balloon?
I went to the elementary school. Want a balloon? I went to the elementary school.
We all float down here.
I don't know how Brian Stelter got this real footage of me.
We all float down here.
No, put it back up. Tell what happened. Oh, there's clowns and horses. Bears and...
Hey, Georgie, you're going to love it. Come on down here.
So, again, the left's bullying. They're taking our speech. They're dominant. They're taking our bank accounts. They're putting us in prison. And then the answer is, I'm...
Pennywise.
Well, where's the arrest? Where's the dental records? Where's the one true thing in here is a guy that was mad that I dated his girlfriend, which I hadn't even done. She comes and is like a senior at the high school and comes to the door and says... I need to go to the principal's office.
Mm.
And then he starts punching me in the hallway, so I kick his ass.
Yes.
He falls over, hits his head on the concrete floor, and then the police didn't arrest me because they had surveillance cameras. So the point is that I'm like assaulting people out of the blue. Where's the arrest? Where is it?
I like
the only thing in there is that.
I liked the humble brag you did earlier, by the way. You said, and the guy did end up in a coma. He started it. You know,
I felt bad about it.
You know that expression?
He got better. He got better.
That expression,
but the point was that happened. And that's what went on. But the dude was bigger than me, which is a bigger than me and stuff. That's when you get the problem.
I won't say that word out loud because it's a family show, but there's that expression the Proud Boys use, F around and find out. You know, it's like if you start it, you get what's coming.
Well, the point is,
you know,
exactly.
if he throws punches at you and ends up, as you so humbly said, in a coma, you know, you get what you get. If you start a fight with somebody, if you start punching somebody out of nowhere, you get what you get.
Well, I feel bad for that person. They're being used as a pawn in this, but that's the only thing in the questions that has any truth.
It's true.
But then it's like, you just attacked someone for no reason. Where's the arrest? Where's the... No, it doesn't exist because it didn't happen the way they say. And the idea that I'm walking around like, hey, there's a homeless person. Let me go beat them up. You know, it just...
I think what we need, Alex, is I think we need to see you in the dentist's chair. You know, full 360, you know, like the Matrix cameras, you know, where you can go around in real time.
Actually, I'm going to do that.
I think we need the full dental 3D reconstruction. Maybe we could have it on the website. People can zoom in. They can see where your fillings are. You can see which.
No, actually, I'm doing this. Waiting.
I want a 3D model.
I'm going to sue them.
When you're going to buy a house.
Because when they made these claims 3 years ago, I hadn't had an implant over here. One of the molars finally cracked out of it, but I got... You can see our teeth are broken off. That, you know,
right.
I'm going to have forensic experts, everything, because they're lying.
I think we need this.
But this is how they steal your identity.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On who they're censoring, trying to imprison and enslave and lying about and deplatforming as the bullies. Milo's got great psychoanalysis on this, but CNN has a special show as they sink into the oblivion of fake news Sunday. And they're like, you're a criminal. You led the attack. Answer our questions. You know, your teeth got knocked out. Because I already know the story from John Ronson, who's just writing a movie. He's shopping around. None of it's real. And then he goes through all these lists. So you've been a newspaper guy. You've been a journalist before you became a pundit. You read this. What do you make of this? You had a great analysis.
I read the questions. And the thing that strikes me about, I mean, they could have made up any number of things. They could make up financial malfeasance. They could make up whatever they want. But they're going in hard on physical violence. And it occurs to me this is for one of two reasons. The first is the women involved in stuff like this have never been hit, but they think it's the worst thing that will ever happen to them because they've never been in a fight. And they, you know, they don't know what it's like. And they think that it's...
They don't know it's actually invigorating.
They don't know that sometimes...
Well, I don't like getting hit, but once it starts, it's, you know...
Well, so people tell me. And the other worse dimension of this is the men. The weedy, soy-fed, you know, cringy, 5'2" little nerds for whom either they're remembering being beaten up in the playground and they want revenge on the bullies who beat them up, the popular, successful, athletic kids, and it is just revenge of the nerds, it's it, or they've never been in a fight because of how and who and what they are, because they're probably rich kids and went to a nice school.
Exactly.
But for them, the idea of being punched in the face is probably the worst thing they can ever imagine, because they know that of all of the things that they're inadequate at sex, they're inadequate at their job, they're inadequate at the rest of it, they are most inadequate physically in terms of being a man and being an imposing presence. They are terrified, they are petrified of nothing more than physical violence, which is why they always claim falsely that January 6th was incredibly violent when it wasn't, why they always, you know, do this, that, and the other. Why have they invented this stuff about you, about physical violence? Because it's what frightens them the most. And that's why, you know, you can hear people on PBS and NPR and all these other things. You were telling me, you know, it's very, very concerned, as though this was...
Oh, and they interviewed me, it was taped, they're like, they bound you and knocked your teeth out, didn't they? And I'm like, they go, I'm sorry, Alex.
I'm sorry that happened. And they're trying...
And it's like whatever their fantasy is, they want you to buy into their lie.
They're trying to...
So they can make a movie about you and steal your identity.
I wonder...
No, John Ronson, it doesn't happen.
Who would play you?
I'm going to set a trust up with lawsuits, even if they put me in prison or kill me, where he gets sued when they put this out.
Who would play you in the movie?
Well, I actually know all about John Ronson. He comes to me and he says, I'm afraid to be sued. I want you to sign an agreement that you'll sneak into Bohemian Grove and give me the footage. I want you to put it out, and once you don't get sued, Harry Shearer is going to make a major motion picture about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I confirmed it all.
Mm-hmm.
I sneak in, I give him the footage, he waits 3 years, comes out, attacks me, says he actually snuck in, which he did with me and Mike Hansen, then says I'm a liar and that I stole all the glory when I signed a contract and I talk about it, then Harry Shearer makes a documentary about it. That, I mean, dude, where do you come up with a crazy schizo brain like that? I mean, who are these people? You hired me. You paid me money to sneak in the damn place. I had the balls to do it. The ritual got on tape. You got the footage. And then now you try to steal my identity later and claim I'm knocking children's brains out? I mean, and then I learned from Hollywood. They call me. They go, yeah, Jones, this is like major producers. Yeah, the John Ronson shopping the story about you beating up nerds. It's funny you said Revenge of the Nerds. He said, it's Revenge of the Nerds Part 5. They said that. I mean, he doesn't even know I'm getting the calls. He's going around, like, lying about this stuff.
No, it's okay.
Which, again, he's doing it again. He didn't want to put the Bohemian Grove footage out and get the heat. He let me do it, then put his TV show and movie out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it's the same thing. Now he's having NPR, CNN put out fake reports, and then off that, Leonardo DiCaprio can play Alex Jones the devil.
I think it would be DiCaprio, wouldn't it?
No, that's who they've they've optioned it, I'm told.
I mean, not
no, no, no.
Not
you can't make this
and
up.
And the reason they want him is because he played a slave owner in the, you know, a little.
Well, no, and like where he's the fake airline pilot, and where he's Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, so he's when people see him as Alex Jones, they're going to have all of that emotional baggage from seeing him play all these villains.
And I was even told people, well, don't torpedo this. That'll be kind of cool. No, I don't want Leonardo DiCaprio playing me as the devil. Okay, and I'm just on record saying it ain't true.
Look, not to go all God Squad on it, but as
I don't think anyone buys into me actually beating up with people.
No, I don't think so. But what you're describing, the behavior you're describing, which, you know, I overuse this word chutzpah a lot, but what you're describing is a life without Christ, right? You're describing godless people. How you say how can people behave like this? How can they do this? How can they be this way? How can they sign a deal with me in good faith and then turn on me and then present me as whatever? Well, this is how people behave when they don't have Jesus Christ in their lives. It's true. That's how they behave.
I was bad before I got Jesus.
That's what people are like before they get Jesus Christ in their lives, and that's why you should try to do business with Christians and why you should try to hang out with Christians.
Real Christians.
Why you should try to seek out in your private life, certainly in your marriage and in all other aspects of life, the best way to determine whether somebody is going to treat you well and do right.
Exactly, because I want to make deals with people and do it over and over again and be secure. They want to F you every time when it screws them.
And then move on to another target. But the best way to determine if somebody is going to do right by you, it's not if they're black or white. It's not even if they're gay or straight. It's not if they're a man or woman. It is, does that guy go to church? Is he a true, God-fearing, church-going
Christian? John Ronson is like the most weak demonic creature you can imagine. He, like Ursula, sucked his soul. But now I can look back.
Those little things.
Yeah, the thing at the bottom.
That's the CNN.
They want to silence me, steal my identity, and then have me beating up nerds.
This is your life without Christ. This is what people are prepared to do. How dark and deep and dank and miserable they are prepared to make their conduct. Because for them, it doesn't matter. For them, there's no great consequence in the next life.
Look at that predator. And let's just stand on this.
Look at him. He's not worried about what's going to happen to him after he dies. He's not worried about heaven and hell because he doesn't believe in it. All he's worried about is grasping here and now in this plane on this earth. And you can't trust people who don't have big...
All I know is he's a damn liar. I got beat up a lot when I was a kid, and I decided to not be a victim. I became an overcomer. And I've always fought big, powerful groups.
Yes.
I made a few mistakes covering other people that were hitting small groups, but never punched down.
But you have a sense of the scale of the problems, and you have...
Yeah, they want me to be this guy, and I'm not. I was the guy being hung over the balcony.
I think the reason people like you so much, Alex, is that you have a sense of the scale of the problem and the vastness of the gap between good and evil, right? You know instinctively what good looks and feels like, and you know what evil looks and feels like. So even before everything has tumbled out, the reason people say Alex Jones was right, the reason people have this thing, Alex Jones said this years ago, is because even before you know everything, your intuition is so often so perfect about people because you know what evil looks like.
Exactly.
And that's a God thing.
That's true, though. My mother said that. We were at dinner like 2 weeks ago. She goes, it's all God. It is. It's God's discernment. It's not me.
Exactly. But this is, whatever you want to call it, the Holy Spirit working through you, however you want to phrase it, you have the right intuition about things. So, the iconic example is the frogs, but you do it over and over and over again, Alex, because you allow him to work through you in that way. These people, on the other hand, these slippery, slimy...
They could be so successful they just didn't betray, but they're of their father the devil. They can't help it.
Yes.
Because they don't want... It's like in the great movie, There Will Be Blood, which is a novel based on composites, real stuff. He says, I have a competitiveness in me. I don't want anyone else to do well. That's not good.
And that's very much like a lot of the supposedly conservative figureheads who are instrumental in making our life difficult. People like Ben Shapiro. They take the same view that life is a zero-sum game. If someone is succeeding, I must be failing. They don't realize that a rising tide, raises all.
Kennedy's right.
They don't realize that the better we all do, the better everybody does. Because even if you, if you had a lobotomy or something and you think that Ben Shapiro is the ideal conservatism, he's at least the world he wants to build isn't great, but it's at least better than the one that the guys on MSNBC want, right?
Exactly. And they want to lower everybody so we're equal.
We're all pushing in roughly the same direction. That's good. But people like Shapiro, people who basically any conservative who still has a Twitter account, that's your clue. These people believe that if you're succeeding, they must be failing. So they have to take you out because they think there's a total addressable market that's here. And if anybody else gets any viewers whatsoever, you're stealing what was rightfully theirs. And that is a demonic point of view. That zero sum game thing, that's a demonic point of view.
I agree. We want 360 wins.
Yes. Yes.
Ilo Yiannopoulos is born again, super hardcore from this to now what he is today. And I say you were powerful then. But you're even more powerful now.
That was somebody else.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, man.
God bless you, man.
All right. Owen Troyer comes up on the Forbidden InfoWars right now. Wow, what a broadcast. Great job of the crew. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And don't forget, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central with American Journal. All right.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.